This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, happy to have you along, are we? We are the DJV celebrants. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Our thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington as we focus on people in the news. Where shall we start, ladies, with Donald Trump or Michelle Obama? Your choice. Ladies' choice.
You know where I'd like to start, but yes, I'm guessing the girls would probably start someplace else.
Well, that's no. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They can choose. They might want to hear something about Donald Trump, especially because he's taking a shot at George Bush. Maybe they'd like to hear that. All right. I'm going to exercise. I'm not hearing anything from Kara or Victoria.
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Whichever one, your dealer's choice.
Thank you. Isn't that nice? Well, let's take the current president before we go back to the last presidency. Well, actually, we're going back two presidencies in a manner of speaking, because Trump took a dig at Debbie during his speech. Trump was all over the place over the weekend, back and forth to Florida, to Washington, fundraisers, gridiron, and his usual Sunday night dinner at the golf course. Anyway, during a speech to donors, he called President George Bush's decision to invade Iraq, quote, the single worst decision ever made. And you know what? I'm with Trump
disagree.
On this one.
I don't disagree with him.
I don't disagree with him at all. Trump's trying to figure out how to get out of the Iraq war. We all know what happened when Obama became president. He says, we're getting out, and we never did. And now we got more people in there now. He said the decision was akin to throwing a big brick into a hornet's nest. The idea, he said, quote, here we are like dummies of the world because we had bad politicians running our country for a long time. And anyway, so the rift between the traditional people, although a lot of Republicans I know don't. George Bush looked better when Obama was in to some of them, and now he looks better because a lot of the traditionalists don't like Donald Trump. But I think what it does is just sort of focus, from my perspective, on all of these guys who have made really bad decisions. But I think the George Bush decision to go into Iraq was completely, there is no basis, and why all the rest of the politicians were browbeaten into it.
And they all went along with that. Everybody voted to go in there.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
There was not one person.
Well,
I think maybe
Democrats
Bernie Sanders
right in there.
Was the only one that voted against it. But here's the thing. I don't think that George W. Bush is a bad person. I don't think that he knowingly tried to lead the country into war. I think he very much takes seriously the deaths of soldiers and the deaths of Americans who fall in defense of this country. I don't think that this was a light decision for him.
Well,
that being said, when you look back at it, it was probably the wrong move. And, you know, I supported it because I think we need to do something. I mean, my goodness, if we are going to talk about women's rights and we are going to talk about oppression, let's stop looking at Hollywood where, yes, things are bad, but there's a lot of stuff going on in other places of the world where it's not just the movie industry where someone's, you know, whistling at you or giving you the side eye. This is a place where women can't go to school and they can't wear certain clothes and they have to have their faces covered. Well, you know what? It may not be any of our business, but I think that the girls in Iraq today would say that they're better off than they were probably 15 years ago when this started.
At the cost of 50,000 American lives.
Well, and that's the thing, is you have to weigh the value. Now, I think that there could have been a better way to go in there and promote democracy, but that was the Bush standpoint. The Bush, and he ran on it, was about going to other countries and promoting democracy. And that's why Republicans call Trump an isolationist, because that's not his philosophy. He doesn't believe in promoting democracy around the globe. So they have definite schools of thought, and I actually see validity to both of them, but looking back at it now, I think we could have probably made some different decisions as opposed to just putting in all those boots on the ground and having to continually increase that so we don't lose another war.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now fast around to Michelle Obama's comments, speaking about her trip to England back in 2011 when the Queen invited the Obamas for an extended visit to Buckingham Palace. She was at an event in New York, and Mrs. Obama said, actually, this is the juicy, gossipy stuff. The sleepover that they had at Buckingham Palace, she said, quote, I think by the time we had the sleepover, we had enough interacting with them.
Meaning they knew each other well enough.
Well enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Surprising things are folks wanted to be treated normally. Everybody is happy when all the people are gone. They wanted to be hugged. They want to be touched. They gossip. And they want to be remembered as good hosts. Gossip. Now, what flavor does the gossip take when you're having an overnight in Buckingham Palace with the Queen?
Other world leaders, I guess, right?
I suppose, maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah. So she admits that some things are better back home. When it came to food, the White House rules without a doubt. I don't want to insult anybody, but American food is just better. Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on how it's prepared as much as anything else. That's an interesting insight into an event that I had forgotten about. Do you all remember when the Obamas spent the night at Buckingham Palace? I forgot about that.
Isn't that when little George came out in his pajamas?
Oh, probably was.
Maybe.
He's so cute.
Right? He was very cute. He was the most formal child I've ever seen.
he had little man pajamas.
Outfits. Yeah, and then he had his robe over it. Like, it was very cute.
Very cute.
Apparently their chef was not super happy to hear that Michelle Obama was
not a fan, though.
Yeah. But that same chef also admitted that the Queen wouldn't allow any garlic in the entire palace because she doesn't like garlic, and she doesn't like seasoning. So
he's the Queen.
I guess that makes sense. I also think that sometimes British food can, it just sometimes looks a little unappealing with all the beans and stuff.
It's very white, British food is very white.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of putting it. I hadn't thought about it like that. Fish and chips, that's what everybody thinks everybody eats over there, but it doesn't. It's not.
That's all white, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind
of. Yeah, it's all white?
Not a lot
Speaking
of color.
Speaking of being white, the passengers on a plane from Charlottesville to Washington turned white, wind gusts blowing the plane around, 70 miles an hour up at that height in a small plane. That's why I don't like these small. It's a little 50-passenger plane coming from, Charlottesville to Washington is about 70 miles. So you get in one of these little junk planes, and there's no room in them, and it's just banging around. Pretty much the pilots said everybody, including the pilots, were ready to throw up or did throw up. Ugh. It was that bad.
Did you see the video footage of a big Boeing, you know, one of the big 737, whatever they are, the whole trying to land, and the whole thing just kept getting blown? I don't know if it was landing at LaGuardia or it was somewhere on the East Coast during the storm. It was terrifying just to watch the footage of the plane trying to land.
Nothing
worse
than that.
So a little plane would be, I can't even imagine.
I was flying into, trying to think of where I was flying to, I think it was Denver a couple of weeks ago. And the plane was about 100 feet off the ground, and the pilot decided it was too windy, and he took off and flew around the airport one more time to get another bite at it, to go to a different runway and come in at a little. Sometimes when it's windy like that, the steeper and faster you come in, the better it is. You watch the planes kind of just coast in. You can do that. I love the airports where you can see the planes from way out, like LAX is like that. You can see the planes from way, way out, so they come in. But if it's windy, you want to get down fast. And so that was, people will be talking about that one for a while anyway. 16 past the hour. Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, your children's name, where you live, all of this is pretty easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? Don't wait another minute. Take back control to you, for you, with you, and your family. ReputationDefender.com/DJV.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. Sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, get $5 off your next print and marketing services purchase when you spend $50 or more.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about EFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Business time. Lacoste. How many people wear polo shirts with a Lacoste brand on them or have... Man, is this a men and women's line, is it not, Lacoste?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Uh-huh. You both.
Not right. Quite my style, but I know a lot of people wear them.
Yeah, it's like it's... they all put one polo shirt's the same as another. There's not many numbers who makes them. They're all the same. Anyway, so this one...
had you, Victoria.
What? They're all the same. They are all the same. Tell me what's different about Lacoste from anybody else's polo shirts.
Well, the little logo for
I'm talking about quality. I'm not talking about the logo.
Lacoste
the logo.
Is more expensive than...
Yeah, but you don't get any more for it. Come on. Anyway,
okay, whatever.
I
don't care.
I feel like we're about to bury the lead about why we're talking about Lacoste.
The replacement of the crocodile logo. There are 10,000 animals that are the species are being threatened. They're endangered. So they've developed a line with an International Union for Conservation of Nature, featuring all kinds of animals: rhinos, turtles, condors, tigers. So there are a number of shirts that are available, and it corresponds to the number of species left in the wild. 350, for example, for the Sumatran tiger. 1,700 polo shirts total are being launched during the brand's runway show in Paris during this week. They're on sale at Lacoste websites. What is it, lacoste.com, I'm going to guess?
Yep. Yeah.
So the crocodile logo is not going away, just taking a hiatus so they can call attention to all of these animals that are endangered species. The Javan rhino, Burmese roof turtle, California condor. All right, so you wear those and make good conversation, if nothing else. 21 after the hour.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
That's pretty recognizable to most people on the planet, and the heralding information is not good. For those of you who are fans of MASH, remember David Ogden Steers, who is known for being Major Charles Emerson Winchester III in the series MASH, died over the weekend, had bladder cancer, 75, came from Peoria, Illinois, born back in 1942, nominated for a couple of Emmy Awards for his performance in MASH. He also was involved in Perry Mason for a long time. He was in the miniseries North and South, but he was the opponent, the lawyer, he was probably the district attorney that went up against Perry Mason most of the time and lost. He didn't have much of a chance. I think somebody asked the question once, and I don't remember the answer, frankly, whether or not Perry Mason ever lost a case. I think all of you, although Jennifer, you probably remember Perry Mason.
Not the first run, but after my grandmother had her stroke and we were taking care of her, we would sit and watch Perry Mason reruns with her. And apparently my grandma had quite the crush on Perry Mason. I didn't know.
And she didn't know he was gay either, so there you go.
Right.
Who was Perry Mason?
Perry Mason was...
the actor, I mean.
Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Right.
And you want a little pop quiz about Raymond Burr?
Yes, please.
He has a winery up in Sonoma and Napa area, and his partner still runs it. Yeah,
yep.
He's super nice. You walk in, this sounds funny because they were barbecuing hot dogs, and I'm not making any jokes. This guy's flopping around. He's so cute. He's like the nicest guy. He's got the shortest shorts on that you can ever imagine.
Yep.
Having barbecuing, and he's like, hey, you want a hot dog? As soon as you walk in, and they like welcome you. It's like this party atmosphere at Raymond Burr Winery.
You'd recognize him as a character actor, too, if you saw him.
The partner, I say, I didn't know that he was an actor.
Yeah,
he was just very sweet, very nice, and he's there, from what I understand, most days.
I love telling the story about how Raymond Burr, who early in his career, after World War II, he got out of the service, he became an actor, and he was in a troupe of people who were, I think they were contract players, matter of fact, And he always played the bad guy. Cowboys, dramas, anything. He was always the bad guy. And so when Earl Stanley Gardner and the producers of the new television series Perry Mason were casting, it was the late 50s, I think, maybe early 60s, still black and white television, they had a bunch of all these character actors that came from the same school. It's kind of like, what do they call a group in Chicago? The what's the name of the acting troupe in Chicago that Belushi and all that bunch came from?
Wasn't that Second City?
Yeah, Second City. Okay. So this was a group like that, Victoria. And they all worked together. They all traveled together. So the whole bunch of them came out on stage, and you could hear the story as the story goes. You could hear in the back of the theater, when Raymond Burr walked out, Earl Stanley Gardner yelled, "That's him! That's Perry Mason!" And then all the other people that were from this troupe all got jobs working on Perry Mason. The guy who played Lieutenant Trag, Hamilton Berger, the attorney, the district attorney was always after him. The fellow who played Della Streets, Della was not in that troupe, but the guy who played private detective who worked with him, whose name I can't remember, all of these people belong to the same group. So, anyway, there's a story, and that keeps us from talking about anything music. Let's do the Taylor Swift story quickly. Taylor Swift has announced the opening acts for her new tour. Camila Cabello, I recognize. Did I do it right, Karen?
Oh, no, you did not. Yeah, you recognize that name, but no one else does when you say it.
Oh, well, then you tell us how to pronounce it.
Camila Cabello.
Here, her toe. I'm with Taylor Swift this summer, 28 past the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
now 34 at the hour here on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, happily. Victoria Keelan is here happily. Kara Schillen is here happily. We're all happy. And we're happy because we've learned that there's something that will make you remember things better. I'm not sure this is a heavy lift, but see if it doesn't make 2 and 2 equal 4 for you. If you have a great memory, you may have anxieties to thank for that. There's a new study out finding that a manageable level of anxiety not only mitigates memory loss, but in fact boosts your memory capabilities. Research also concludes that when anxiety levels are too high or descend into fear, individuals can reach a tipping point that can ultimately affect your ability to recall certain details or events. How many people have had that happen? Jennifer, you have anxiety moments. I don't know that you more than, I think, I know you the best of the three. Victoria, I feel you're not much when it comes to anxiety. You're right there with the club. I don't think you let things... Yeah. You don't have too many anxious moments, do you?
Really? Truly? No, Not really, no. But sometimes I definitely have, well, I don't know. I guess everyone has anxiety, so
yeah.
Sure, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, to a point. Kara started a new job as a bartender over the weekend. Do you have any anxiety over that?
Not as much as I expected. I am definitely a worrier, and mm-hmm. So especially when new things are happening in my life or things that I have not done before, I tend to worry about them. Obviously, I was having trouble sleeping last night, and that was after it had already happened, and then I typically have trouble sleeping the night before I'm trying something new. So I definitely...
So how do we alleviate that? How do we all help Kara and other people who have that same business learn how to relax, taking deep breaths, doing a little meditation? It's not easy. I will tell you, as a veteran of all of this, it isn't easy to shut your thoughts off. I always say
to myself, because for me, my anxiety manifests in a very physical way. Like, I can feel it. And so then that just causes more anxiety, because then you go, and that's what plunges you into an anxiety attack, because you go, oh my God, I'm going to die. I don't know. Why am I feeling like this? I shouldn't be dizzy, right, or I shouldn't be all this. And so I think when you realize, or at least for me, when you realize how your body reacts physically, and you talk yourself through and go, this is anxiety, it's not going to kill you. This is when you can settle yourself down, because you understand. I suffered with this for so long until I went to a psychiatrist who was the worst. I mean, no bedside manner. He was there basically to prescribe me an antidepressant, and that was it. But the one thing that he did, and I will always be grateful, I can't even remember his name anymore, as he said, this is what's happening when you have an anxiety attack. And he talked about how your adrenaline rushes and overwhelms your body. And for me, it was always a worry, because when I was at rest, that's when I would have anxiety. When I'm in a stressful moment, I never break. I never crack. I'm really good under pressure. It's not like that for me. It's when I'm sitting in a movie theater or watching TV at home or sitting in my car just in traffic that I would start to be overwhelmed. And he explained that it's because when you're under stress, your body's using the adrenaline that your body is pumping. When you're not under stress, when you're in a relaxed moment, all of that adrenaline is just pooling in your body, essentially, and causing you to have a really physical feeling to anxiety. And when he explained that to me, that lets me talk myself through most anxiety attacks now, because I understand physically what's happening.
It's the same as the vacuum. When there's a vacuum, something fills the void. And in thought, if you have a vacuum, your mind fills the void with things. I remember when I was 23 years old, just got married, and had all kinds of responsibilities, the four jobs that I was trying to handle at the same time. I had anxiety. Didn't know it at the time until afterwards. It was an anxiety attack. I was working, among other things, for my father in his clothing business, and I was driving in Connecticut along Interstate 95, and I couldn't breathe. My lungs filled up with I don't know what. My face turned beet red. My neck was blue. And I had this pulsing. I thought I was having a heart attack. So I pulled off the highway, and right in front of me was, thank God, and I say that literally, there was a clinic. So I drove into the clinic, and I got out of the car, and got out into the waiting room, and the lady said, my God, you look terrible. Let me get to the doctor. And the doctor came out, put me on a gurney, brought me inside, and he looked at me, and he smiled. He says, you're going to be fine.
I know.
And I said, what are you
doing? You're so mad. You're
he
like,
says,
no,
I've already seen 19 people today with the same thing. You had an anxiety attack. You couldn't breathe. You were trying harder to breathe. And as a result, you're pushing out more carbon monoxide than you're able to get rid of in a confined experience, environment in the car. And so he said to me, were the windows open in the car? I said, no. And he said, okay, you need to do a lot of things that give you air. When you feel like this, stop and take deep breaths. Now, there are other people who say you put a bag over your head, and that calms you down as well.
Yeah, because you're hyperventilating.
Yeah, you are. That's basically true. But it's all your mind. Everything is in your mind. And your mind, people who scoff at the spirit-mind-body connection, you can scoff back at them. Because that's exactly what's going on. Your mind completely controls your body to the point where you worry about stuff and you can make yourself sick. It's that literal, and that there are all kinds of studies that suggest that people who worry a lot, there are physical stresses, smoking, drinking, eating bad food, those sort of things, which you're experiencing in the environment will help your body fall apart, but also how your mind works. You put yourself in a worry mode, it'll eat your body up, literally.
You know, and this story was the one that you're, just to go back to that for a second, because I think that's all right. But I thought this was interesting. I saw it, too, over the weekend. And it said something like, I think, what is it, that people with anxiety have a better memory than people without?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
And I totally believe that to be true, because I think people with anxiety pick apart everything that they do. I couldn't tell you what I ate for breakfast yesterday, but I could tell you exactly what went on with that debate that I moderated, or what certain things where I feel like it's up to me and that people are either judging me in a good way or a bad way. I remember every single thing about it, and then I tear it apart afterwards and go, oh, I should have done this differently or that differently.
Yeah. You know,
and I swear, I think that's where our memory comes from, because we remember all this stupid stuff.
Yeah, I was a little unsure when I saw the headline too, but you were totally right, because I'm totally the person, and I hate it, and I wish that I could figure out a way to stop it. I am the person who lies in bed and thinks about that one stupid thing that happened 5 years ago, and you pick it to pieces, and you're like, why am I thinking about this? No one else remembers this. And yet,
ridiculous.
Wow. I do it over and over again.
Stick with us, kid. We'll teach you how to deal with it.
Really? Because it doesn't sound like Jen has figured out how to get rid of it either.
No. Karen and I are psycho sisters. I think we figured that out.
Yes. And we'll have a new segment on the program called The Psycho Sisters. Here they are. Speaking of that, Jennifer, it's time for us to understand countries that drink the most wine. You want to take a guess at which country takes the cake when it comes to drinking wine?
Japan or China.
Say again?
Japan or China.
Really?
And the reason I say that, it's not. Okay, because here's why. The price of wine has been driven up because China, the Chinese and the Japanese are label snobs. And so they've discovered it, and they only want the very best, and they pay for it, and that's driven up the price of wine across the board for the last several years.
All right, top five countries that drink the most wine.
Gotta say,
France
Italy,
is number
France.
Five.
Yeah, Italy, France, the United States, probably. What else?
All right. You want me to go through the list?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. There's the United States is certainly in the top 10 without any question. The number nine, the number five country is France. Number four is Portugal. Number three is Croatia. Number two is Vatican City.
Wow,
the priest
they drink a lot.
Corked half of it. Yeah, right. And the number one is tiny European principality of Andorra.
I've never even heard of Andorra,
I
to
never
be
have
honest.
Either. It's smaller than any other. Let's see, what's another good example?
Is this
of
the most wine out of anyone, or is this the most wine like per area, per person?
This is how much wine is used. There are 69,000 residents in Andorra. 76 bottles of wine on average a year.
Per person. Really,
per person.
Wow.
Right. It's a lot of wine.
But 76 bottles.
Victoria's like, I go through.
I know,
that
I'm like thinking, well, that's not. Is it
beer on the wall,
365 days? That's not that much.
No.
76 bottles.
They're doing okay.
It's a bottle of wine every few days. So.
How many bottles of wine do you think you go through in a year, Jennifer?
Me?
Yeah, you're Jennifer.
Gosh, you know, it's a really tough one, because I'm sure I probably, I don't drink at home during the week because I'm by myself, and I feel like that's just sad. So typically I don't drink by myself.
Could it also be that you have 20 minutes at home before you need to go to bed?
So what am I going to do? And I got to get up at 3. What am I going to do? So I don't drink that much during the week. On the weekends, gosh, Jeff and I, we had a bottle of wine on Friday and a martini. That was delicious. Mm-hmm. So I would say, I don't know, maybe a bottle of wine a week would be a lot. So I would put my average down to like 52 weeks. But I think that's a lot. I think that's overestimating.
American consumption of wine has been steadily rising over the past 20 years, because that was the age of majority for as soon as Jennifer got to be old enough to buy wine, drink it.
I raised the average, yeah.
Right. Yep. So
What do you guys drink?
I honestly never even thought about that. I don't know. We don't have, you know, we mix it up. We do wine, but we also do martinis, too. So I don't know. My number would probably be lower than the little tiny province of Andorra, wherever that is.
All right, so Kara now has a job as a bartender part-time. What do you Do you get free booze when you work behind the bar?
No,
I
don't get free booze. I guess at least the job that I have right now, it is specifically banned. So if I am caught drinking, I will be fired. So I will probably not partake in that currently. But I always drink more beer than wine.
I was going to say, you're more of a beer drinker, aren't
you? Yeah, so I had a beer last night. I just bought a six-pack this week, and so I drink more of that. I probably have a bottle of wine, like, per month, one per month, unless we have a party in which
you drink the bottle. Do you drink out of the bottle, or you pour it in a glass?
Well, it depends how rough of a week it's been, but generally out of a glass.
It's in a paper bag.
I'm not that much of a monster or an animal. I'm not drinking from the bottle, but thank you for thinking that.
I'm just asking for clarification. That's all. I always want to see how the other half lives. I have... I have Orangina that I had some of last night.
Oh gross.
Like 11, alcoholic wine?
No, 11 before the hour.
Ugh.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hey, my name's Brent. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Yeah.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now 53 past the hour, Money Pit time on the DJB show. I want Tom Kreidler to say hi to John Ackleson of Lancaster, California, who is somebody that pays very close attention to all of our conversations here and is often distracted when he hears me ask a question. He thinks, wait a minute, where's the real question? Where's the real question?
Yeah.
All right,
well,
here's the real question.
John, and I feel your pain.
All right, John. Thank you for listening. Here's a question from Jeff, who, let's see, what did he write? Winter has been pretty bad. My cement is crumbling and falling off the steps. I'd like to fix it myself, but don't know what to do. What do I use? And can he fix it himself, I guess, is another legitimate question.
Yeah, you can. You know what the most common mistake is when that happens? Well, first of all, the reason it happens is because people put rock salt on steps in the winter, which is understandable. But what happens is it deteriorates. It eats up the concrete. And it's a mess.
Same as salt eats up the macadam. That's why there are potholes everywhere, because the salt eats up the roots.
You need to use a non-salt product. But anyway, and so you need a resurfacer. You can't use regular cement. It will look really great for about 5 minutes, start to flake and break off again. The concrete resurfacers have special elements in them that give you that adhesion. Quick Quick Creep makes one that I saw demonstrated a few months ago, and the way they demonstrated it, Doug, was interesting because they did a test where you basically tried to break apart the layers after this was adhered to the surface. This resurfacer was so tough, it not only wouldn't come off itself, when it did finally break, it pulled pieces of the rock with it. Wow. It was on the original steps.
Wow.
So, yeah, look at that. Look at the concrete resurfacer product by Quick Creep. A product like that will make these steps look like new, and it won't peel off. It won't break off. It won't.
So it has the ability to sort of stick and engage itself, if you will.
That's the key. That's the key. I can't tell you how many times I see that done badly.
Yeah.
You've got to use the products that have got the right mix of polymers and other additives in there that make the adhesion happen.
The man in the know is Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We answer another one of your questions right after this.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, next question for Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here on the DJV show from, let's see here, Casey in Louisiana. My house was built in 1962. There's a crack in the foundation that runs the entire length of the house. Oh, no! How much is it going to cost him to fix that?
Well, see, here's the thing, Casey. We don't know, is this a structural or is this just a shrinkage issue? You know, you need to get some further information. And in terms of the cost, if it turns out that it's structural and it does need a repair, here's what I want you to not do. I do not want you to call a bunch of contractors and ask for a bunch of estimates because contractors are not qualified to give that kind of structural advice. What you need to do is contact a structural engineer and have that crack evaluated. And if repair is in fact needed, have the engineer specify exactly what repair needs to be done. The engineer will lay out sort of step by step exactly how it has to be fixed. Then you can bring the contractors in, and based on that specification prepared by the engineer, you'll know exactly what has to be done. It'll be done right. And then there's one more really important step, and that is to have the engineer come back after the job's done and evaluate it, the work, and then give you a letter saying, yeah, it was cracked. I designed a repair. Contractor fixed it, and now it's done well, and there's no further worries. See, if you do it that way, you kind of have a pedigree when you go to sell the house.
Yeah.
If it comes up, you can prove that it was evaluated and fixed properly.
Where do you find these engineers?
You know, they're all over the place. You know, you structural engineers. You know, it's a job.
Just go on. Well, I suppose you go online maybe.
Yeah.
Have you entered the? Speaking of going online, go to MoneyPit.com for the Money Pit's Good Night Sleep sweepstakes. You're giving away over $4,000 in prizes like pillows, sheets, mattresses, a lot of other stuff from their favorite mattress maker, Tuft and Needle. You can enter every day if you want. Go to MoneyPit.com, share on social media, and you'll earn bonus entries and increase your chances of winning part of this $4,000 prize package. Again, the best way is two things about this that are great. You can get a prize and get a good night's sleep. What the heck's wrong with that?
Don't get any better than that.
Nope. Good deal. You can't be asleep, though, when Tommy's on the radio. You can't do that. You can't be asleep when we're on the radio either. So sign up at MoneyPit.com. Tommy the K at 59 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.